It's the season of slip, slop, slap. And whilst the slipping and slapping is easily done, this year it's the slopping that's attracted controversy. A number of sunscreens were either recalled or paused from sale after concerns were raised about their SPF claims. Australia has one of the highest rates of skin cancer in the world. So as we look to lather up in the coming months, how confident can we be that what we are applying is keeping us safe? Dr. Deshan Sebaratnam is a dermatologist and a conjoint associate professor with the University of New South Wales. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks for having me.
Now, concerns were raised earlier in the year after the advocacy group Choice tested 20 sunscreens and found a majority didn't meet the advertised SPF 50 plus rating. There's an investigation going on into this. How long will that take?
Yeah, so there's a number of steps involved in this investigation. The TGA is, first of all, going to request more information from those sunscreen companies and give them an opportunity to provide evidence regarding the SPF testing. And then the TGA will determine if they need to take any regulatory action, and the sunscreen companies again will be given an opportunity to respond. But already the TGA has recalled some sunscreens and removed them from the Therapeutic Goods Administration register. So there's multiple steps involved in this.
In the meantime, what should people do if they've purchased a product being reviewed?
So on the TGA website, there's a list of sunscreens that have been recalled. So if you're not sure if your sunscreen's one of the ones that has been recalled, you can always check the TGA website. But otherwise, in terms of picking a sunscreen for summer, you want one that's ideally SPF 50 plus, which means that it'll offer a high degree of protection and protect against UVA and UVB. So one that's broad spectrum. And one, if you have a look at the label, it should have AUSTL on it, which means it's still, or it has been, on the Australian register.
And is there a possibility that there are more of these products still on the shelves that don't meet the requirements?
Yeah, look, there's always that possibility. But I guess the thing to say, even the sunscreens that aren't meeting that SPF 50 plus requirement are still likely to be doing some good. So the sunscreen which scored the lowest had an SPF of 4, but that still means it's blocking out 75% of the ultraviolet radiation. And that's what causes skin cancer, and that's what causes aging as well. So it might not be as effective as we think it is, but that's not necessarily meaning that it's not safe to use.
And currently, if I'm correct, the TGA can't perform the accepted method of sunscreen testing that would involve human subjects. Do you think that needs to change?
Yeah, so what happens is a sunscreen company will normally engage with an external laboratory, get that SPF testing done and submit that information to the TGA. Because as you said, the TGA doesn't actually test on people. And that means when you're testing sunscreens, there's variations between different skin colors. It's actually judged on how red your skin goes. And there can be a bit of variation between, you know, what you think is red and what I think is red. But at the end of 2024, new sunscreen methodologies have been validated. And these are a lot more objective. So instead of, you know, a human being applying the sunscreen, robots can be used to apply the sunscreen. And instead of, you know, one person judging has the skin gone red or not, they're using physics, so spectrophotometric measurements, which are a lot more objective, looking at how much radiation sort of bounces back. And so I think that's what will be incorporated into the future, these more objective ways, which don't have as much variation.
Dr. Deshan Sebaratnam, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.